after today, what do you think that individuals need to go away? What's the most important thing they can go away now and do?
I'm talking about myself, and I think it can be related to every single person here. Okay. I feel that there is a strong, very comfortable feeling, very congruent feeling of bringing politics back to the earth, to bringing politics back to this scope of action where we belong, which is everyday life. And so I think everyone's getting a strong sense on what this is, on this experience. I've got to say I was influenced as a kid in a similar kind of experience in Mexico, and it definitely sets your life off, and I think at least it's a great platform to start off with. It's definitely necessary to know that we can actually make a change by not only by knowing them, but by doing something about it. Not attending to this rally, but doing something every day.
And what do you think people should do in every day? What's the single most important thing people should do every day?
Well, I think that bear in mind that for people that come from that are born in parts that are not so privileged, you know, like Europe or the United States. Every single thing you do is a political decision. You know, everything you the way you decide to live, the way you the way how you relate with your family. I mean, it's a political decision, I think in this country, people are very detached from this basic necessity, which is to know that politics belong to you. I think here people think that their actions don't work, they don't do nothing, you know, and but they actually do, and not only to be politically active in its literal meaning, but to be active in life, you know, and every day you can make, it's a political decision as well. I mean, it's whatever decision, whatever beer you choose to drink, whatever.
I meant to ask you, you being celebrity and being here, there are many cynics, many people that are quite cynical about you being a publicity stunt and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that's the thing that... Well, the thing is that the term celebrity is pretty fucked up, I think, because it's, celebrity is anyone who's famous, no? So, let's get someone, I don't know, anyone famous can talk about this. Well, I mean, everyone, we all live in the same world, we're all part of the same community, you know,
and it's...
But the thing is, I'm not a celebrity, you know, if you know what I mean. I mean, I come from a country where it's not that term, you know, it's not... I've never compromised my voice. I've done films in Spanish. I've done things that are not, you know, don't become this. It's not the classical game of becoming famous. If not, I would have been in Big Brother or something like that. That's celebrity. That's stardom in a way. You know, in this case, it's one tries to be congruent. And by being congruent is by speaking out and by saying and by doing what you are in a way. I see myself as an audience, and then I see myself as I work as an actor. I see myself as a person that lives in Mexico that happened to be born there, and then I see myself as whatever as a Mexican from the outside, you know. So. I think compassion is us human beings are the only animal that ask for compassion, but I think in reality we're not asking for compassion at all, and we don't, it's not compassionate, it's actually kind of necessary, I don't know how, there's no other terms to explain it, it's urgent.